Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
For many people, October is the best month of the year. And one of the reasons for that is the Bluffton Arts and Seafood Festival. You know, this festival has been around since 2005, and it's been celebrating Bluffton's really unique art scene and the bounty of the May River. Organizer Mary O'Neill is in our studio to talk about this year's celebration and more. Let's listen. All right, Mary, let's go back to the beginning of one of the Lowcountry's most beloved events, one of my favorite events of the year. How did this festival grow into what it is, this week-long event?
Well, it started just one day in 2005. Next year, we went to a weekend, and then after that, we thought, no, we need to make it a week-long festival. And that was always our goal. Dan Wood, who is, he was the founder along with Larry Toomer. Their thing was Dan modeled it, or tried to model it, after the Beaufort Water Festival.
Oh, wow.
And so that wasn't quite my the way I looked at it. And so I got involved the very first year, and we just grew it to bring in what, because Bluffton is a special place.
It is.
Therefore, I wanted the festival to encompass everything we have. Rich history, the art scene, our abundant seafood, and how important it is to keep our natural resources protected. So that's kind of the mission, always has been, always will be. Anyway.
Why do you think people love it so much? What would you say is there a favorite part of this festival? Is there a part through the
Well, I can say the supper soiree, and that's a newer event. This year it sold out in 1 minute. 1 minute.
It's an amazing one.
But it's so Bluffton. You know, a dinner down the middle of Calhoun Street and just little lights above us. And again, it gives back to the community. That's why I love the festival. I always say it is a festival by the community, for the community, and benefiting the community. And that's what it brings us together. And that was always its mission.
Well, let's talk about that community aspect of it, because it takes a village to pull this thing off.
And that is exactly the essence of our festival.
How does the community really contribute? Volunteers. I assume there's a whole host of
volunteers. But also, I love how so many organizations come and partner with us because they see that this is a community festival. Bluffton Self-Help, when they added Sips and Seafood, I think that's 5 years ago, they came to us and said, hey, can we be part of this? And it was like, oh my gosh, this is everything we wanted. But they help us with their volunteers too. Meals on Wheels, another. They take care of the parking lot. I mean, I can go on and on. I think all of Bluffton sees the value of it because it was always supposed to bring business to the merchants, but it's so much beyond that. And then we give back to our community because Rotary, it is a Rotary event. And, you know, this year I'm also president of Rotary, so I'm wearing both hats. And I think that's exciting because Rotary gives back. That's one of our it's a membership organization, and our mission is service. So it's the perfect festival.
Yeah, every time I speak to a Rotary group, I always say thank you. And you know what I love about that group is they always have big, hairy, audacious goals.
Yes.
You know, they don't do little things. They do big things. And this is, I think, one of those contributions to the community.
Absolutely. And they, you know, we've just put out, it's our grant for it. We give away money twice a year. So our grant is out there now, and we'll give that away in early December, and then we do it again in June. And so the festivals fuel that money.
For people listening who might have never been to the Bluffton Seafood Festival, let's go to the big event. Let's just go to the big day.
Okay.
What can someone expect? What can they expect if they attend?
Crowds.
Crowds.
I'm hoping. And I'm hoping for good weather because, again, it is dependent upon the weather.
It usually is good weather, though.
It's been iffy over the years. But if we have beautiful weather, you know, we have music. You can just come to the event and it's free unless you want to buy food, drink, and the wonderful art that is displayed. But otherwise, you can just sit in Martin Park or down in Chris Shoemaker's lot and listen to music all day long. We have that evening of Saturday, we have Rockin' on the Dock, because we were the first to bring fireworks to Bluffton. And I'm proud of that. So, and, you know, I can go on and on. This year, we do have a new event on Friday night. It's just up in the promenade because obviously Calhoun Street is closed off. And so we're having something up there, and it, again, is benefiting Bluffton Self-Help. We have Evolution Band up there.
Oh, fun.
And again, it's free.
Okay, let's ask the all-important question. Where do people park? What's the best spot?
It's very easy. So go to Red Cedar Elementary, and you park your car there. And Meals on Wheels and Bluffton Self-Help, they're there to help you facilitate that. And then we have shuttles. And the shuttles bring you down into Old Town. We have three different stops. So you can start at the top of the street, middle of the street, or the bottom of the street.
That's great.
And then it takes you back. And they do run again for the fireworks at night also.
Let's talk a little bit about the art. I love walking through because the art is phenomenal. How do you find those artists? How do those artists find you?
Well, yeah, we have it out there through art, all kind of websites and that. But it is a juried art show. So we have many applications, and then the panel goes through it, and that's how they're decided.
I don't think people understand the importance of a juried art
show. Oh, it's so much better. This is not a craft show. It's not. We do not allow jewelry or clothing. It's a fine art show.
Oh, that's fun. And do artists love it, I'm assuming?
Oh, we get compliments all the time. We have returning artists that have been coming for like the last 14 years.
And how about, let's talk about the all-important aspect, what everyone expects of walking up and down that street, is the food.
Yeah, the food is good. I mean, but again, ever since we have such an issue with hospitality, getting workers, a lot of our great restaurants no longer come because you can't be in two places at one time.
It's tough to be in two places.
It's very tough. So that has put, to me, that's one of our biggest problems. And I feel bad. I don't know what to do about it. And since, you know, my son is in the hospitality business, I know how bad it is to get workers.
Yeah, it can be a challenge. That's for
sure. It's a challenge.
I know it's an event we work with you every year on. We volunteer.
Oh, I know.
The chamber gets involved with that and just kind of leading people from point A to point B. But I think the funnest thing about it, too, is like you said, it's truly the community feeling to it.
Absolutely.
It's a feel-good festival. Everyone's in such a great mood. You could feel the difference in this festival. It's just such an organic thing that's happening.
I love it. And another organization, when the Hilton Head Symphony came in 2 years ago, that's Thursday night. Again, totally free. It's just so gorgeous sitting in Martin Park and hearing the sounds, and people bring picnic dinners and wine. And this year we do have 20 tables up front, and we are going to see if we can sell those tables. And if we do, that money will go to the Hilton Head Symphony. So again, we're giving back to our community.
Something tells me, Mary, that that's going to happen. If people want more information on all the events, because there are a ton of great events you can't even cover in a podcast.
Absolutely.
Where should they go to get that info?
Go to our website, bluffthenartsandseafoodfestival.org.
You heard it here first. We'll see you at the festival.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.